Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
Hello, everybody. We are here to discuss a new form of quackery that just flopped out of clinical trials. This is great news, but unfortunately, children had to suffer for it. It is called Bumetanide. Bumetanide is a diuretic that is used in adults with extreme caution. This is why I don't understand why they are using it on children. So let's get started. It never ends. Neurotypical researchers try to find drug after drug to cure us of stimming. It will never happen. There is nothing to cure. There is nothing harmful about it. Quartz here is a stim toy. He is a dragon that was 3D printed by a neurodivergent creator. And I got him for my birthday. And what's the harm in this? I don't get it. Why do neurotypical people want us to be just like them? It's an obsession. Not a special interest with them, it's an obsession. Bumetanide is also branded Bumex. It's a strong diuretic, which is also a water pill, and can cause dehydration and electrolyte imbalance. It is used to treat edema. This class of drugs works by causing the kidneys to get rid of unneeded fluid and salt from the body into urine. Edema is fluid retention, excessive fluid held in body tissues. This is a big issue with cardiovascular issues and kidney failure. Why using diuretics with autistics for stimming is unnecessary and a bad idea? There is a big issue with using diuretics in the autistic community. There is a very high percentage of autistics with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And because of that, there is a high percentage of people with EDS to have a form of dysautonomia. When you have dysautonomia, you get dehydrated very easily, and it often doesn't get diagnosed until you're much older. Because I could tell you, growing up with a form of dysautonomia, I thought everybody felt like that. I thought it was normal. This type of drug is very dangerous unless you are closely watched by a doctor and there is an actual medical need for it. For example, I naturally have a high level of testosterone. I take a testosterone blocker called spironolactone. My doctor knows about my orthostatic hypotension. She tells me to take it at night and I am on a low dose. This way I can have normal testosterone levels and not have a very low sodium level where I would pass out when I'm trying to care for my kids, working, or just existing. This is why I stopped taking it years ago. I had no idea why. I was dizzy. I had no idea that I was dehydrated because of it. No one told me it was a diuretic. All I knew it was to decrease my testosterone, so I was able to have normal insulin utilization and not be resistant to it. This was before I was diagnosed with orthostatic hypotension and I passed out while working. I was restraining a dog for a doctor. I tried to call out with a 103 Fahrenheit fever and they wouldn't let me. So I came in, I restrained a dog. Due to my fever, my blood pressure plummeted where I passed out, hit my head on a fire door, and the other doctor, the one who didn't own the vet clinic that I worked at, called an ambulance. And from there, I was diagnosed with orthostatic hypotension because both my diastolic and systolic were so low that they said I came close to dying that day. That is how serious it is. So because I take spironolactone, I am told to drink something with electrolytes all day long in order to keep hydrated and to keep my sodium up. So I drink a Gatorlyte, which is like Gatorade on steroids. There's over 600 milligrams of sodium in there, and it keeps me going throughout the day. And I also have Noon, N-U-U-N, which is like an effervescent tablet. You throw it in water like you would do with Alka-Seltzer, and it gives you, it gives you sodium and whatever electrolyte you need. And it comes in a little container. So if you are feeling dizzy and you can't bring any fluid with you, that's a good backup to have. So how Bumetide should be used. Bumetide comes in tablet form. It is taken once a day. When used to treat edema, a second or third dose may be given 4 to 5 hours later, depending on the amount of edema. Follow the directions on your prescription from your doctor exactly how it is written. If you do not understand, ask your doctor or pharmacist for clarification. Continue to take it even if you do not feel well. Butanide controls edema. It does not cure it. Do not stop taking it without talking to your doctor. Other uses of Bumetide. Bumetide is also used for high blood pressure. Talk to your doctor about the risks of using this drug for your condition. This medication is sometimes prescribed for other uses. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Special precautions. Tell your doctor and or pharmacist if you are allergic to Bumetide, sulfamide medications, or any other medications or ingredients in Bumetide tablets. Ask your pharmacist to check the patient information for a list of ingredients. I didn't know you could do that. Now we all know. Tell your doctor and or pharmacist what prescription and OTC medication or supplements you are taking or plan to take. Mention any of the following medications for hypertension, which is high blood pressure, aminoglycoside antibiotics, such as amikacin, gentamicin, which is also used as an eye ointment or eardrop. I know this because this is often prescribed to dogs and cats. Tobramycin, this is also used for an eye ointment or eardrop. Corticosteroids, such as prednisone or prednisolone. Digoxin, which is also called lanoxin. Indomethacin, which is also called Indocin or Tiverbex. Lithium or probenicide, which is also called Probelin and Probenamid. Tell your doctor if you have kidney disease. It is contraindicated for kidney disease. Tell your doctor if you have any type of diabetes or heart or liver disease. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant, breast, chest feeding. Formula feed or use donor milk to feed your baby only when taking this medication. If you become pregnant when on this medication, contact your doctor immediately. If you're going to have surgery, including dental surgery, tell the doctor or dentist that you are taking this medication. Before going for blood work, let the phlebotomist know you are taking Bumetide. Do not share your medication. Keep a list of all your medication, prescription, over-the-counter, and supplements in case of an emergency. Side effects. Common side effects that should be reported to your doctor if they are severe or do not go away. Frequent urination, dizziness, upset stomach, diarrhea. Serious side effects. These side effects need to be reported immediately and go to your local emergency room or accident and emergency. Depending on where you are, it is called differently. like in the United States, it's emergency room. In the UK, for example, it's called accident and emergency. Tinnitus, ringing in the ears, hearing loss. Being deaf or hard of hearing isn't bad, but a sudden onset could be a symptom of something more serious. Unusual bleeding or bruising for you. So if you're bleeding or bruising more than you normally do, you need to go to the emergency room. If you have difficulty breathing or swallowing, or if you have hives. So they are cautious about this medication with adults, but they want to test it on children to prevent them from stimming. That is horrific, unethical, and dangerous. Children cannot consent. They should not be subjected to medication for no good reason in order to make parents or other people's lives easier. Studying this dangerous medication in autistic children. First study on children, the design of it. There was an open label 3-month trial of Bloomtinide on 6 children. This is a clinical trial where both the researchers and the participants knew what medication they were getting. They are not counting the psychosomatic aspect of medication efficacy. This is known as the placebo effect, which is why they have double-blind placebo-controlled studies so they can actually see if medication is effective. But with this study, you don't have that. You could have the psychosomatic effect. So if they believe it's going to work, it's going to work, especially since children want to please their parents. They at least monitored the children for the electrolyte levels. That's the least they could do, because otherwise they might have 6 dead children on their hands. Their excuse for doing this trial the way it was that it was a pilot trial for 2 later studies that flopped. Method. They measured the improvement using a patient satisfactory survey, which is also called PASS, concentrating on communicative and cognitive abilities. This survey was completed by the participants' parents. The test sample. The sample size was too small to make any scientific impact at all. There were 5 boys and 1 girl. They were aged from 3 to 14. This means a 3-year-old was given this dangerous medication. Potato is almost 3 years old, and just the very thought of giving it to her makes me sick. You know, what did they care? These are autistic children, not normal children. Autistics get compared to mice and other animals anyway. To researchers like this, autistics are subhuman. Why else would they want to make us exactly like them? They tested it on these children because a mechanism of action is reducing intercellular chloride, chloride being an electrolyte. It also inhibits GABAergic inhibition. The French company called Servier partnered with Neurocor, another research firm, to conduct these studies. They were looking to control repetitive behaviors, which is stimming. The results of this tiny study. Improvements reported using the CARS checklist. Marked and very marked for 4 children. Some improvement for 2 children. A few negative side effects were reported. Severe hyperactivity. Weren't they trying to treat this? Depressive mood. This is not surprising, as they were trying to cure the children of being themselves. Aggressiveness. Same thing. Increased urination at night. It's a diuretic. It should have been expected. They concluded that this study was a success, but this study has no scientific basis. All they did was experiment with a dangerous drug on a small amount of children. Then came the 2 phase 3 trials that flopped. 2 double-blind studies on the effectiveness of bumetanide oral solution for the treatment of stimming were canceled after they saw that this dangerous drug was not effective. The efficacy and safety of the bumetanide oral solution for the treatment of autism in children and adolescents was evaluated in two international multicenter randomized double-blind placebo-controlled phase 3 trials. One study enrolled children aged 7 to 17 years old, and the other enrolled children from 2 to 6 years old. So they did this on toddlers as well. In both studies, children were randomized to be given bumetanide. In both studies, children were randomized to be given bumetanide oral solution twice a day or a placebo twice a day for a 6-month trial period. Their goal was a change in the Childhood Autism Rating Scale 2, CARS 2, from baseline to week 26. Secondary goals were changes in social responsiveness scale, clinical global impression scale, Finland Adaptive Behavior Scale. Each study had 211 children participating. There were 107 children in each study that received bumetanide. There were 104 children in each study receiving a placebo. Both studies were terminated early due to any significant difference between study drug and the placebo. In both studies, CARS-2 raw score decreased from the baseline to week 26 in both test and control group with no statistically significant difference between the two groups. No differences were observed between the treatment groups of any of the secondary goals. The test group experienced more frequent side effects than the placebo group, which were increased thirst, increased urination, which is also called polyuria, hypokalemia, which is low potassium, and dry mouth. These large phase 3 studies flopped. They did not demonstrate any benefit of this drug. They put these children at risk for serious side effects for no reason. The study sponsor discontinued the development of bumetanide for the treatment of autism. Why can't neurotypicals just leave us alone? There was a statement from one of the firms, NeuroClore, about the study and the data collected from it. Although the phase 3 clinical trial was a failure, NeuroClore was able to retrieve data that could be promising. Indeed, we are convinced that bumetanide works on subpopulations defined by more specific criteria that were not considered in the selection of the initial trial. We have entered into a partnership with the company Quinton Health in order to reanalyze these clinical data using artificial intelligence in order to detect and define these subpopulations. As part of this collaboration and the GDPR law, we inform you that your health data will be reused. Please find below the legal information note on this subject. Informational note on the reuse of your health data. Bumetanide Phase 3 Rescue. Head of the study, NeuroClore. Scientific Director, President Ben Ari. Dear Sir or Madam, NeuroClore will reuse the health data collected in the framework of the clinical study entitled SIGN 1 and 2 between September 24, 2018 and October 26, 2021. The purpose of the reuse of your health data is identical to that of the conduct of the study to which you have consented to evaluate the efficacy and the safety of bumetanide S95008 in the improvement of autism spectrum disorder core symptoms. 1. What is the purpose of the reuse and what does it involve? The purpose of the reuse of your data is to perform a detailed analysis of the data collected in the phase 3 study of bumetanide. NeuroClore has therefore called upon Quinton Health SAS, located at 08 Rue Veneer in Paris, France, 75017, in order to identify and characterize the profiles of the patients showing the best response rates versus placebo and more generally to identify the causes and failure of the phase 3 study. This project is based exclusively on the reuse and processing of the medical information collected during SIGN 1 and 2 study. The reuse of your data does not therefore involve you any further examination or intervention on your part. The data collected will not include your name. Your data will be identified by a confidentiality code and then analyzed in an aggregate manner so that it will no longer be possible to identify you either directly or indirectly. The results of this study may also be presented at scientific conferences and or published in a scientific journal. In all cases, your anonymity will be preserved. You may be informed of the overall results of this study through NeuroClore at the following address, contact@neuroclore.fr. What are your rights? In accordance with General Data Protection Regulation, RGPD 2016-679, at the provisions of the amended law on data processing, files and freedoms, you have the right to access, rectify, delete, and limit your personal data. You also have the right to object. You may therefore at any time and without justification object to the reuse of your medical data in context of this project. An objection will have no consequences in the structure you are consulting. You can exercise all your rights by writing to NeuroClore's data protection officer by the email at the address ben-ari@neuroclore.fr and by post NeuroClore. Okay, so it lists the address in French. I do not know French. You also have the right to lodge a complaint with the Commission Nationale d'Information. So it looks like it translates to the Commission of Information Liberty on the CNIL website by post. Do not hesitate to ask any questions you may have by post to the following address, contact@neuroclore.fr. So they want to analyze the data. They have partnered with Quinton Health in order to reanalyze the data and say it can be promising. They want to test it on other populations by using data from autistic children. They can't help themselves. If you are approached by a researcher to try this medication, tell them no. The risks just aren't worth it. They are trying drug after drug after drug to try to cure us of stimming and to appear not autistic. When will this end? Someone is going to die during one of these trials because of these dangerous side effects. They take these drugs meant for something else and use it on children when there are extreme caution when using it on adults. Stay loud and proud, however that means to you.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.